The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? What to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At my name, John, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first hour. Very sportsy. Probably be a little sportsy. We'll get off sports at some point. But yeah, very sportsy first hour. A lot of football talk, playoff talk, college football talk, Dana Holgorsen talk. All available on podcastarena.com. And did you see the five teams that are eligible for Hard Knocks next year?
No.
I'll throw a name out and you tell me.
Interested or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play.
Baltimore Ravens.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
New York Giants.
Ooh, that might be really interesting.
Yeah, I think the next one will trump that, though.
Okay.
Oakland Raiders. with Gruden getting...
Yeah, it's such a nightmare out there. Maybe so, yeah.
I mean, just from the train wreck, right?
Yeah.
That would have to be the best one. San Francisco 49ers.
No. I think they're going to be good, but I don't see that as an interesting stop.
Washington Redskins.
No interest.
Yeah. John, any of those do anything for you?
Well, in hindsight, you know, it's 50-50, but I think I would say the Oakland Raiders. It'd still be Oakland. Oakland Raiders.
Well, maybe it's still Oakland.
Or Los Angeles Raiders, or wherever they're going to play.
They won't be Vegas for 2 years. No, they may be the San Antonio Raiders for a year. Who knows? Or the London Raiders. But I just think with Gruden there, that would be entertaining as hell. Just to hear him talk about...
Well, and Mark Mayock being the damn GM.
Yeah. Oh, man, just when I thought I didn't have to listen to him anymore. Oh, well. Yeah, of course, Cowboys fans comes out of the woodwork. How can you just dismiss them? You know, they beat the Saints when the Saints were good. Yeah, at home on a short week. Let's see, with 2 weeks off, how you fare. I feel pretty good about the Saints in that situation. Plus, I think you ought to be more worried about the Seahawks and getting out of that game.
No doubt.
I mean, start thinking Saints.
I think the Cowboys are good. I mean, you don't make the playoffs if you're not good. But, I mean, the Seahawks beat the Cowboys once already.
Yeah, if you're going to throw the Saints thing out there, you need to eat that Seahawk thing, too.
Yeah.
But the reality is, listen, they have a very good defense. They've done a great job with that defense. The offensive line, when healthy, is still one of the best in the league. And you've got an elite running back who is, if not the best, certainly in the top two, three in the league. But when you get to the playoffs, you're also facing teams that have a better head coach and a better quarterback than you do. And that's always – and those factors are as important as anything, if not the most important factors. And Russell Wilson greater than Dak Prescott. Pete Carroll greater than Jason Garrett. Doesn't mean that they're going to win, but I think if you dismiss that, you're kind of a little wishful thinking if you think Jason Garrett's going to be able to match with Pete Carroll in a, in a playoff game. Doesn't mean they won't win. But, you know, I hope they win. It's more interesting around here when Cowboys fans, just like when Texas wins, won the Sugar Bowl, all the Bevos came out of the woodwork. It's fun. So, did you see that? Guess who wants to get rid of all the live mascots now? Your buddies at PETA.
Oh, boy. Because Uga almost died?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would have been funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, every now and then. Now, we've seen stuff before. What about, like, Ralphie the Buffalo's almost run over people? Those tigers never do anything because they have them drugged up so much.
Yeah.
So... Steven asked, when betting the NFL playoffs, you generally look at the body of work of a team throughout the whole season, or do you give more weight to the last quarter of the season? I kind of try to approach it just like, you know, you do week to week, which is situationally. And the good news is with playoffs, you don't have to worry about motivation, you know, and who
everybody's max show motivated, up. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you don't have blowouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to look at, you know, because if you just look at, say, the last quarter of the season, or you just look at Philly with Nick Foles, don't you think you take the Eagles over the Bears? Getting 6 points?
Yeah.
If you're just looking at what they've done over the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, now you're going into a situation where, and I think you've got some injuries on that offensive line for them, and, you know, the Bears' defense is really good. So I look at the whole thing. I mean, it doesn't matter so much. Like, we're talking about the Seahawks beat Dallas early in the year. That game doesn't matter as much to me, just like Cowboys beating Saints doesn't matter to me at this point. You know, home field means a lot, especially in New Orleans, and home field means a lot in Chicago. I think, you know, you look at Indy's won here, so I don't think that's going to be a big factor for them. But I mean, I look at home field. All these teams generally are playing pretty well. It's pretty rare you have a team in the playoffs that's coming in that sort of backdoored their way in. Almost everybody played well down the stretch.
Yeah.
So you just kind of try to look at individual matchups.
And I mean, I know nobody wants to hear about it. The Colts they've lost one game since week six.
Yeah.
They went 1-5 and then 9-1 in their last 10.
And the one loss was that.
The Jacksonville loss, it was just inexplicable.
Yeah, we all just looked at it, said, what the hell?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You look at how they're playing, and you do factor in a little bit, certainly, how much has a team improved in certain areas.
Yeah.
Like, the Colts' defense has gotten better as the season's gone on.
Their offensive line's gotten better.
Yeah, their offensive line, you know, and it's amazing how quickly they turned that around from a really awful offensive line to one of the better ones. And they've kept Andrew Luck upright. And when you look at all that, and then you look at, then I look at the history of them against the Texans specifically. Listen, T.Y. Hilton's going to eat. Eric Ebron's going to eat. They're going to complete 4 or 5 passes out of the backfield for 25, 30 yards. And Andrew Luck's going to have a big day.
Yeah.
Could pretty much bet on all that. And I also think Deshaun Watson's going to have a monster day. And then it's going to come down to who makes plays at the end or who decides to go for it on fourth down in overtime. So... But to me, and the real key there is I think the Texans.
Won't be any tie there.
No, there won't be any tie, but I think they have to figure out a way. Whatever coverages they've been doing on T.Y. Hilton for the last several years, let's try something new. I don't care what you do. Just try something different because it doesn't work. And, you know, if you can take him away a little bit, I think you have a shot. Now, that's one thing. I'll go back to that first meeting. Hilton was in and out of that game, if you remember.
Yep.
And that, you know, that certainly helped. And Luck was still completing passes to nobodies. So they're going to put up points. It just, if you're the Texans, you have to find some kind of way to get pressure on, which hasn't been easy. And you have to find a way to somehow contain T.Y. Hilton. He's going to get, just like the, listen, DeAndre Hopkins is going to get his catches. He's going to make plays. But you don't want him to beat you. you do your best for him not to beat you. And sometimes he's just good enough that he's going to. And that's kind of the same thing. And not that I think Hilton is in on par with Hopkins, but against the Texans he is.
Yeah, he has been.
So yeah, I mean, that's a long answer to a short question, but the reality is I'm looking at a lot of factors. And a lot of times you're having rematches with these teams, which...
I think that what the reality is, this game is going to come down to which quarterback has a better day. Because I don't think either team is going to have much success running the football.
I think the Texans will have success running the football with Deshaun Watson.
Okay. Well, I mean,
but not with running backs.
Okay. Yes. I think the Colts' most successful running back will probably be Andrew Luck. I don't know how much they'll run him. They haven't run him as much as they used to.
Well, they've been smart with him.
But I don't think Marlon Mack's going to get anything going. I just think that it basically comes down to which quarterback is more effective that day and which quarterback turns the ball over less. Because I think these defenses are going to take away the run game, and I don't think the offenses have any way to take away the big weapons on offense for either team. And, you know, I don't know who the second big weapon is for the Texans. I don't know if Kuti is going to come out and be that guy this week. They need him to be.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, the Colts will do everything they can to take away Hopkins.
And QT had a big game against him the first time around when he was out there. And he has practiced all week, so hopefully he's going to be out there because, to me, that's an important weapon.
And the Colts have Hilton, Eric Ebron, and they'll have Dontrell Inman this week, which that gives them a sort of a third guy. Texans are going to have a hard time covering everybody. And they've proven they can't cover T.Y. Hilton.
Right,
and they've proven they can't cover tight ends. Period.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is.
So, yeah, I don't know what the answer is for the Texans defensively.
Well, I think they've got to find a way to get pressure on him, and not many teams have done that. Now they have players where maybe they can, because if they can, they're going to need to steal a possession or two with a turnover, and that's the thing. These guys haven't been turning the ball over, either one of them. Dontrell Inman, former Toronto Argonaut, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where I first saw him, was in the CFL. So
one of your boys.
Yeah, he's one of my people.
One of your people. All right, guys, you know where my people are? At Carbach. My guys over there. If you haven't been out to the restaurant, please stop out there and check it out. And by the way, every Thursday, they got the running club. Tonight's Thursday. You want to go run and drink some free beer? Do it at Carbach tonight. And that restaurant, their food is so good. I'm not talking about like bar food. This is legit gourmet restaurant. They've got fantastic pizza, fish and chips, smoked tuna tacos, poutine, the Hatch chili mac and cheese. It's all out of this world. And they're open daily 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. They're serving brunch Saturdays and Sundays. And all that great food pairs perfectly with the fantastic beer that they've got on the wall there. You need to go check them out. Take a brewery tour. Have some food. Make a day of it one day this weekend. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, and then tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. If you haven't had a chance, please check out Sports Map. A lot of good stuff over there. On there, and we had a bunch of new stuff today, a bunch of new stuff yesterday, and then even over the holidays, we had really good content. So up now is a video from Joel Blank. It says, embrace the James Harden hate. Results Trump style.
Yeah.
Charlie Palillo has a video on bright futures for Horns and Aggies after their wins.
Yeah, they should both be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, they should. I think they should be feeling really good about moving forward because, now Jimbo has another year to get his players in. They still have to deal with Alabama unless Saban decides to do something else. But I think both those schools should be pretty fired up moving into next year. Got our Cowboys report from Rogelio. We've got Josh Jordan has a look at Alex Bregman's baseball memorabilia tour. We've got a health and fitness on how to improve your health physically and mentally, is up. We got all kinds of good stuff for you. So just go to sportsmap.com and check it out. And I still have my Holgorsen story up, which is doing really well because we put it on Culture Map.
There you go.
And Culture Map people, they're all over the stuff. So he says, I'm a Texans fan, but if they can't stop T.Y. Hilton, they can't win this game. Secondary has to step up.
He can't have 199 receiving yards.
No, that's if that happens, then you're probably losing the football game. But and somebody was asking about blitz heavy defense. I think early on you've got to get after them, and and then mix up your coverages as you go. But whatever you've been doing on T.Y. Hilton, do something different.
Yeah,
that would be my suggestion. But I've been saying the same thing about whatever you're doing against tight ends all year. Please stop. They never stopped.
No.
So,
and that's one thing about the Colts is they give the football away, and much more than the Texans do. 24 turnovers for the Colts, 16 for the Texans all year long. So about the same on takeaways. Texans 29, Colts 26. But that's a plus 13 for the Texans and a plus 2 for the Colts. That's a pretty big advantage.
Yeah, although, the Colts during this win streak, they've still had more than they should. But I think a lot of those came early when they were starting 1-5, too. But and Luck was still kind of finding himself. They should have won that Bengals game the first week. They had a fumble on that. I would just say...
They had Andrew Luck threw 8 of his 15 interceptions during that 1-5 start.
Yeah. He's still prone to one every now and then. You can get one from him, and you're going to need to. I think if the Texans win, they need to be plus 2 in this game.
Well, the thing is, and this is where it's the Texans and the Colts differ a little bit. Andrew Luck, he puts the ball up a lot.
Yeah.
With the Colts, just the way they play, he's going to throw the ball, at least 30 times, if not more. The Texans, they're typically looking to keep Deshaun Watson, I think, in the 28 range, something like that. I mean, we've seen Andrew Luck get well up into the Giants game, 47 attempts. The Jags game, 52. The Patriots game,
no points.
Patriots game, 59. The first time they played the Texans, 62 pass attempts. And it's not, he went 40 of 62. It's not like he was, just chucking it up and not having success. 40 of 62, 4 touchdowns, 464 yards. God, to think about that. The two best passing games that Andrew Luck had this season were against the Texans.
Yeah, he had over 800 yards in 2 games. That's
wild.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough matchup for him, but in a perfect world, the way the Texans would win the football game is run the ball effectively and win the time of possession battle, which they haven't done much lately, by the way. So that would be the way to do it, and then get a turnover here or there so that he's not able to get 60 attempts up. Where you're controlling enough clock that you're holding him to 30, 35 attempts. Realistically, I don't know that that's going to happen unless you decide to let Watson run the ball 15 times.
Yeah.
And if you do that, and maybe you do, then I think you have an advantage. But it's just this Colts team, they match up well with the Texans' defense. And unless the Texans can find a way to get some pressure on Luck and force him to throw a couple of bad passes, and then offensively, the Texans have to take advantage of their opportunities. They have to score touchdowns. That field goal stuff, not going to fly. Although, I guess the last time they played the Colts, it was all touchdowns.
Yeah.
But you know what? And that's where I'm encouraged, is because I think the Texans played a really poor game that day and still lost by 3 points.
Yeah.
And I thought the Colts played really well. It was clear who the better team was that day. The Colts were the better team, and the Texans found a way to they didn't get the play at the end where Clowney goes offside, but I honestly believe if they get the ball back with Watson back there, I really like their chances of winning games late. And if it may come down to who gets the ball last. If the Colts get the ball last, if it turns into the Eagles game, I could see Colts winning it. But I think I think the Texans will play better than they did in that game. Doesn't mean the Colts weren't either.
Right.
So
there's a big concern about the secondary for the Texans just not matching up with the guys that the Colts have. Like, they don't have a speed corner. They don't have a guy who can just keep up with a burner.
And that's the thing. Little burner receivers have eaten them up. And Hilton's the best of one of those, I think. Hell, in the Browns game, they gave up two long balls. One of them got called back, and one of them they forced a fumble on.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone with that kind of speed back there. And that's something, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to address until next year. But I kind of thought that's what Aaron Colvin was supposed to do. Just didn't work out. 713-780-ESPN. Brett asked, didn't Texas Tech mascot run into a wall and kill itself?
Maybe it did. I know some mascot
that.
Did.
I don't remember that. Yeah. But apparently, do a little baseball real quick. Bryce Harper has received 10-year offers, allegedly.
Damn.
I don't know. That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's not...
He'll get it. I mean, that's...
You would think, but don't you think by now he would... You know, we'd hear something a little more?
I've heard more and more that the Bryce Harper's... Maybe his number one potential landing spot is Washington, which would be really weird, you know, after all the hubbub.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame him for trying to keep him. I just feel like he's going to get overpaid because he's good, but he's not Mike Trout.
No.
He's just the best guy available right now.
Yeah.
And he's just been such a roller coaster.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't help that he wasn't great last year. He was good.
But he's going to get paid like he's coming off a career year, which he isn't.
So he said, with 2 minutes left and needing a TD to win, do you trust Bill O'Brien to effectively call and manage the game? No, but that's when the ball's in Watson's hands, and I trust him. I've seen what he can do in that situation. And, you know, you saw it in Philly. I mean, he brought him back with two touchdowns. Problem was they left too much time on the clock. And so, yeah, Bill O'Brien's less of a factor in the two-minute drill. Now, the clock management stuff, that's always an issue, but I think that's more I trust Watson more than I trust O'Brien. Man, I don't know if you saw this, but you see a story about this hockey player that died in a fall from a ski lift?
No.
It's a 17-year-old kid. He was at the Blue Mountain Resort in Pennsylvania, fell 20 feet. I have to admit, yeah, and I used to go skiing all the time. That was one of my irrational fears.
Was being on the ski lift?
Yeah, it was falling off the ski lift.
I don't like the very first, like, getting on. You know, I'm okay when you get off, but I don't like when that seat hits you and you, like, kind of have to fall into it. I just feel like a lot can go wrong there. And it's not in a dangerous spot, but then I feel like when you're adjusting to try to get to a normal situation, that's when something bad could happen.
But, man, I see that and I'm kind of like, I'm not. But that always scared me, falling on one of those. And you know why? Because the movies. That always happens in the movies. And in real life, it doesn't ever happen. And then when it does, you're like, oh, great. Because I was planning on maybe getting a ski trip in next year.
Yeah.
And now I'm all paranoid again. I haven't been in about 15 years. I used to go every single year, usually to Santa Fe, because they have really good skiing there. But I haven't been in a while. Now, this doesn't encourage me, because I'm old, and that I don't want to fall off. Another one for you on your boy Kirk Cousins. He apparently he can't stop saying a certain phrase. Tough times don't last. Tough people do, right?
Yeah.
I said that in 2017 after they lost their win and they're in. After the Vikings lost this week. Tough times don't last. Tough people do, right?
Yeah.
When Carson Wentz got hurt, tough times don't last. Tough people do. You think he might want to expand his vocabulary just a little bit?
Yeah.
Cause,
come up with a different one?
Yeah,
or have his PR guy come up with one?
Yeah, maybe something a little more creative.
That's probably good.
instead of reading something off the back of a fortune cookie. So, yeah. I got a bunch of non-sports stuff, too, if you want to get to that. I found a lot of just little but interesting things that I wanted to do sports-wise today. Did you see? This will be a quick one. Some dude did a $5 15 leg NFL parlay at
success.
Hollywood, Charlestown, West Virginia. $5 ticket, $100,000.
Oh, man.
A 15 teamer.
I need a hit like that one day.
God, it's so impossible, though.
It really is.
It's like hitting a lottery ticket. You know, you might as well just play the lottery. All right. We'll go through his bets when we come back. It is the Blitz. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So we were telling you about that parlay ticket. Tell me how many of these you would have counted as sweats of his 15.
Okay.
Cowboys plus six.
Cowboys, they won outright. I wouldn't
count. Yeah, but they got the late touchdown to win, yeah. So it was a little bit of a sweat. Chiefs minus 13.
God, they kind of dominated that
game.
Yeah,
that was never in doubt. Patriots minus 13. That was never in doubt either. Eagles minus 7. They were up with 24-0.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that was an easy one. They didn't. Redskins never scored.
Lions plus 6.
I mean, Lions plus 6 would have had to be in a sweat when you put it in, but it wasn't a sweat during the game.
Right, right. Well, I mean, all these technically are a sweat when you put them in. I'm talking about if you're watching.
Just betting on the Lions in general, though, is a sweat, I would think.
Yeah, well, once.
But they won 30-something.
31-0, and and once they killed Aaron Rodgers, you were probably not even paying attention anymore. Texans minus 7.
No sweat.
Browns plus 6.
Browns played the Ravens. Yeah, that was a sweat.
Yeah, that one was that one I bet you were looking at going, I mean, Ravens only won by 2. They did cover, but that one kind of came down to the end. Falcons plus 1.
Obviously a sweat.
That was the sweat there. Bills minus 3.
Was that a sweat? I don't know. The Bills dominated this weekend.
Yeah, the Bills crushed, so that one was fine. 42-17. Beat your beloved Dolphins that got your Adam Gase fired. Colts minus 1.
Not much of a sweat.
Bengals plus 14.
Not much of a sweat.
Bears plus 6.
Not much of a sweat.
Minnesota, Chicago, under 41.
That was a sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's one score from a push.
And which, I mean, would have knocked him down to, what, 60,000?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, he still would have been okay. Chargers minus 7.
No sweat.
And Rams minus 10.
What did the Rams do? Rams play who the Rams. Oh, they played the Niners.
Yeah, 48-32 minus 7.
Okay, yeah, they were fine.
Yeah, I mean that, you know, a little bit, but not much. So for your 15 team parlay, what'd you have? 4 sweats in there.
Not bad.
Yeah, everything
just
else.
Take that.
Yeah.
God, he basically played every NFL game, huh?
Yeah. Every NFL game and the Bears under.
Well, he had to have left off a couple NFL games.
Yeah, well, it's
there were 16 games.
Yeah, so
he played almost every 14 game of them
and an under.
Did he play Chargers Broncos?
Yeah, Chargers minus 7.
Did he play? Yeah, he damn near did play every game. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah,
bold strategy. I wouldn't do it. He didn't play Cardinals Seahawks.
Okay, that was probably smart. So
yeah, that's the only one I see. Yeah. But there has to be another one. I don't know though.
Yeah,
I always shake. Oh, he didn't play Panthers Saints was the other one. I always look at those and I'm like, God, how did they do that? How do you make any money? But when you're betting $5, it doesn't really matter.
How many people do you think were out betting $5 parlays like this that don't win?
Yeah. I mean.
But again, I don't mind that. I mean, it's a lottery ticket. And it's like, if you're going to spend $5 on a lottery ticket, why not $5 on something like this? And then you can at least say you had some skill involved in it. But I can't tell you how many times in my life I would be able to go 15-0 on something. I mean, I've had some like 10-0 runs, 11-0 runs, but 15 straight on one, basically on one day.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever done that. If I were going to do that, I'd probably bet more than $5.
Yeah.
Because I'd want to go for the all-time kill.
If you're going to go for 15 teams, it almost makes sense to just bet $5 because it's so unlikely. And you still make $100,000.
See, I'd probably be wanting a million if I'm doing that.
So you're going for 50.
Yeah. I'd do it for 50. But I'd have to be drunk in Vegas. There's no way. There's no way in hell that I would sit down and go, all right, yeah, let's put together this parlay ticket. Did you see we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday. Apparently, CNN on their New Year's Eve coverage, they do tequila shots now.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Anderson Cooper does not do a lot of tequila shots because apparently he was got pretty lit by the time he had the fourth one.
First one of the night. Yeah.
Oh, I saw his face.
Delicious. I feel better already. Anderson made me promise not to complain about the weather because
I feel like my lungs are scorched.
Good.
What was that?
Just the beginning. It was tequila.
It's our hourly toast.
Not making it any less
another
fun.
Toast.
Cheers.
Cheers
another
if
toast.
You have at home. If you're not, if you're driving, but feel free to toast along with us.
Absolutely. You know what? Everybody here seems to be having a great time. He's not a good drinker.
It's like burning your lungs.
Your lungs. Feels good to me.
Welcome back, Times Square. It is the top of the hour. The crowd is counting down to the top of the hour. So for us, the top of the hour means another
tequila shot.
I
this is number three.
With us at home.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. You know what? That felt good. That felt good. For real? Are you kidding?
Has Anderson Cooper never drank before?
It's like it's medicine.
Medicine. I'd rather have NyQuil.
No, not. Okay.
This would be like Dell and Raheel taking shots for the first time.
Apparently, at the end after the last one, he started spilling the beans about celebrities his mom had hooked up with. apparently his mom hooked up with Marlon Brando.
Nice.
Was one of the ones. And his mom turns 95 next month. But yeah, I'm guessing
Marlon Brando isn't his father, is it?
No,
I don't think so.
No, I mean his mom was some kind of actress. But you know, apparently she got around, which you know that's most actresses do. That's okay. But
isn't his mom Gloria Vanderbilt?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she's got. Well, I bet she has a resume
like,
that.
I mean, she's Vanderbilt of the Vanderbilt, you know, family. Like she's an heiress.
They're riches.
A socialite.
Yeah. So I bet she's got a resume.
She's like a Rockefeller.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That felt good. That felt good.
Oh man. Oh boy. So there you go. Anderson Cooper, obviously not used to drinking.
That felt good. That felt good.
Well, there was another part where he was worried that whoever he was co-hosting with was going to kiss him.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds like Mario Lopez co-hosting with
I forgot his name. It's like Andy Cohen or something.
Oh, Andy Cohen, yeah. He is also gay.
Yeah, but they both are, yes.
Yeah. But I think they've worked together for a long time and apparently have never done it.
Hmm. And Anderson Cooper is much more handsome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he would be bleeping down. Says, after the 11 o'clock shot, Cooper joked that he was worried that Cohen might try to kiss him when the ball drops.
Yeah.
Cohen immediately refuted that idea by saying, actually, I'm not planning on that, to tell you the truth. Yeah, and supply your own ball drop joke there.
That felt good. That felt good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm always amused when people who don't drink
try.
Yeah, and do it on air.
I heard Joel Blank did a shot on air the other day.
Yeah, was it last?
No,
31st, like, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Did he cough or gag or anything?
I don't think so. Okay. I'm not sure. I mean,
well, he used to be a drinker.
Yeah.
He's not a rookie.
Because I don't think Anderson just doesn't drink.
Yeah, I think that must be it. It's got to be tough going through life and never drinking, like even socially. It's very difficult for me. Like, I don't know. That's the easiest way for me to, like, if I'm around a group of people, especially a group of people that I don't know that well, if I don't have a drink in my hand, I feel like I'm going to be stuck talking to someone. And, like, the beauty of having a drink in your hand is when it's gone, you can break away from whatever conversation you're in because you can say, I need another drink. And no one ever questions or judges it.
No, nobody's going to say, well, wait, first let's talk about, which they'll do all the time. Like, hey, man, I really got to go somewhere. No, wait, I want to finish.
But what if they're out and they're like, oh, let me come with you?
Yeah, that happens. Usually I just say, you know what, I'll get one for you. And then slide it next to them. And then walk off.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
But what if they're like, "Hey, I'll buy you a drink. Let's go."
Fine.
No, let's continue this conversation.
I mean, I would honestly rather buy my own drinks than keep talking to strangers.
I enjoy drinking. I've been pretty good at it for a long time. I'm slowing down in my old age. But honestly, 4 tequila shots for a lightweight, even in 4 hours, that's. That's a lot.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, that really is. And tequila is the devil. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sportsmap 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. If you're not reading SportsMap every day, shame bell for you. There's always something for somebody. Also, just a quick update, because I keep getting asked about the print version of the book. It was approved for distribution today. So over the next couple of weeks, it'll start showing up on Kindle and Apple Books and Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those places. So as soon as it's available on some of those, I'll let everybody know. It just, you know, it takes a few weeks for it to get into their catalog. So it could be tomorrow, could be 2 weeks. But once it's available on Amazon and some places like that, I'll tweet out the link and then we'll start pushing it. But very excited about that. And, of course, you can always get the audiobook. Just go to galmediapublishing.com or go to Twitter. I've got it pinned at the top there. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to Des Moines, Iowa. Who was the radio guy who used to call it Desmond Ez? Was that, was that Jim Rome? It was probably Jim Rome. Des Moines, Iowa, was jailed on Monday after a man was jailed after he assaulted a convenience store clerk. He got into a dispute with an unnamed person. When the store clerk tried to intervene, witnesses said the man, Rogelio Tapia, chased the clerk around the store and then attacked her with a banana. Somehow he did about $1,000 worth of damage throwing bananas at the store clerk. I don't know. He was charged with assault on persons in certain occupations, simple assault, interference with official acts, and third-degree criminal mischief. He was later released. But apparently this happened on New Year's Eve, so dude clearly got drunk and assaulted a woman with a banana.
Not a good look.
Yeah, it's not... not exactly the way you want to spend New Year's Eve in jail for trying to injure a convenience store clerk with a banana. I don't know how you could do much. Well,
$1,000?
Yeah, he did $1,000 worth of damage basically throwing bananas.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. Whoops.
The Finger slip. Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I don't want to say anything, but I jumped about 3 feet when you did that. I have kind of a cautionary tale for you. Any of you guys ever had pet lizards?
Nope.
No.
Okay. You have friends who have lizards?
I had a friend that had a snake.
Yeah, I've known people who had snakes and lizards.
We had like a lizard and a tarantula growing up, and I had a possum and stuff like that. But
I had a dream last night that my wife brought a snake home, like a big python snake. And I was like, why would you do this? And we were sleeping. It was under the bed, and it was pushing up on the bottom of the bed. And that was terrifying to me.
Maybe that was just Greg Oden.
Could have been.
Maybe we should have a psychiatrist come in here and analyze your dream on that.
I have some crazy dreams.
I have some weird ones, too. Most of mine are, you know, about, well, see, an analyst would say I have narcissistic problems because it's always about me being some kind
of... About you masturbating or...
No, it's always about me being...
You're a king.
Being some kind of, you know...
Demigod.
King, demigod, yeah. Stuff like that, yeah.
You call yourself the Falcon.
You know, I'm usually Lord something or other in my dreams. You know, and yeah, it's clearly narcissistic. This guy tweeted out that he needed crickets for his lizard to feed his lizard. Right? He says so. A shipment of crickets arrived for the lizard via FedEx today. It's my first time ordering bulk crickets off the internet, and I naively assumed they would be in a bag or some other contraption to facilitate easy transfer to another container. They were not. They were in a cardboard box, and I cut the tape and opened the box, and surprise, crickets everywhere.
Oh boy.
He said, it was the middle of the workday, and I didn't have time to deal with cricket logistics, so I put the tape back on the box. I put the box in the upstairs bathroom, the only semi-contained place in the house where I knew the kids and cats and dogs wouldn't be able to get at the box and tear it open. About 20 minutes later, I'm back at work on my computer, and I hear my wife in the kitchen, where are these bleeping crickets coming from? And apparently all 250 got out in the house.
Thanks, Amazon.
I mean, first off.
How come the Porch Pirates never get that package?
That would have been hilarious. But, okay, I mean, I don't own a lizard. But if I'm ordering live things for something to eat, I'm probably not going Amazon.
Yeah.
Probably just going to have to go and get them so I know what I'm getting into. Not opening a box where 250 crickets are going to come out and take over the house. On the other hand, maybe you should just go buy 20 more lizards and let them clean the place up.
Maybe so.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
I'm searching YouTube for crickets, and there is a guy that ordered the 1,000 medium crickets, and on the YouTube channel, he is feeding reptiles with them. So he releases them, and then a whole bunch of reptiles goes after all these crickets. Looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I told you what I tried to do on vacation. I was trying to lure a mouse out so that I could get a hawk to come get it, and I could get it on video. Is that cruel of me?
No. I mean, that's
I put a little piece of cheese out by the water because I'd seen mice running up and down there, and I figured, and I'd seen a hawk circling. So I'm like,
yeah, that's the circle of life.
Yeah, yeah. So if the mouse comes out there, and I was sitting there with the video on my phone, just hoping that the hawk would swoop down and get him, and I'd get that on video.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a long way to go to get a hawk video, but I think that would have gone viral. It'd been pretty cool. All right. Over-under on number of times Romo's botch hold against Seattle is replayed during the game. Is that on my bookie? My goodness, I've already seen that 50 times.
They'll show it a few times.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, what's your basketball tonight? Do you anything on this Michigan game?
I was thinking about Michigan. I may still put in a play on Michigan. I have Illinois, and I have what was my other game today? Miami plus 3. Yeah, but cool. I don't mind Michigan minus 11. That's one of the plays that I was looking at pretty good.
Michigan's pretty good.
They are really good.
I've seen them play about three times this year. So, hey, guys, guess what's going on tonight? Live Greyhound racing at Gulf
Tonight?
Park. Yep, 7 o'clock. So if you're heading down south, we'll make a little detour. Take exit 15, go to Gulf Greyhound Park, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., live racing. Sunday's at noon. And the cool thing is you don't get live racing very much anymore here in Texas. So if you want to see live Greyhounds, now is your chance to go see them in person. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great thing to go and bet on. Now, every day they've got the greatest Greyhound and horse tracks open for simulcasting. So you can go and bet on those every day. Gates open at 11 a.m. But if you want your shot to go and see real Greyhounds in person and bet on them, and believe me, it's a lot more fun. Get out there, go hang out by the track, watch them go around there. And they've got the $50,000 Texas Bred Showdown Stakes coming this year, too. So you're going to get to see some really good Greyhounds. You know where to find it. You're on your way to Galveston. You just take exit 15 right there in Lamarck. Or you can visit gulfgreyhound.com. That's gulfgreyhound.com. It's time to get in on some live racing. Gulfgreyhound.com. After all, life's sad. Please don't forget. Watch it.
ESPN 97.5.